But first, it is never too soon to start thinking about elections.
Never too soon.
Rick Pluta, Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network, and my co-host of It's Just Politics. Hello there.
Da, 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 da. Hello.
And we're not even going to talk about 2016 today, are we?
Oh, 2016 is so 2016.
So is 2016. We are going to talk about the election in 1,247 days, 2018,
18.
And the election for Michigan governor.
Yeah, which is already, and it was a little bit of an artificial launch,
yeah.
But it is actually already, you know, people are starting to talk about it.
And that's because the speculation really began at the Detroit Chamber's Mackinac Policy Conference.
Right.
And what you're saying, it was sort of, you know, staged because Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan made this very clear announcement.
I will be very clear, and I got to tell you, I'm just tired of listening to it. I will not be a candidate for governor in 2018. And I've said it. Leave me out of your stories. Leave me out of your polls. Leave me out of your speculation. I never would have left DMC to run for governor. It does not look like a fun job.
So that was kind of clear, I think.
Wasn't that classic, like, you know, oh, stop it,
yeah.
stop it.
Meanwhile,
while you're, you know,
keep talking about
while you're
me, keep
sort of inviting
me.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this seemed to be very, very clear. I'm not in it. And it was an acknowledgement that you know, the things that he's working on right now in terms of the water board and the schools and all of that, really even being speculated about as a candidate for another office such as governor would rob attention from that. It would make everyone still continue to wonder, why are you doing this when that's still out there? And, you know, also because as the mayor of Detroit, Duggan was widely perceived as the presumptive Democratic front runner had he decided to get in.
Right. So he, again, decided, at least saying right now, he is not going to. And this then was happy news for some other Democrats who have been eyeing the race.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Macomb County Executive Mark Hackle has really made no secret that he would like to do it.
Let's talk about Hackle, though, for a minute. I mean, it's obvious that he wants it. You see billboards, in fact, driving up to Mackinac Island with
at this particular conference, and they're there all over the state. Pictures of Mark Hackle with like the sun rising over his
yeah. You get a
shoulder.
Sense he is a fan of himself, but I guess I mean how likely is it, because he's not the friendliest of all friendlies with Democrats,
with
in particular
the
labor unions.
He did not endorse Mark Schauer, the Democratic nominee,
exactly.
in the last race, and I think that's probably the big knock that's against him. Is that the Democratic Party leaders don't see him as a loyal team player. The other side of it, though, is that he's seen as, which makes him, you know, not particularly attractive if there's a primary,
mm-hmm.
but in the general, then there's this idea that he's perceived as independent. He's from Macomb County, which is a critical battleground area that any statewide candidate has
sure.
to, you know, win or at least do very, very well in. And so that's sort of the, you know, the two sides of it.
Okay. And Congressman Dan Kildee from Flint.
Who actually toyed with running for governor for a while.
Back in 2010 when then Lieutenant Governor John Cherry kind of took his hat out.
Mm-hmm. And so, but, instead went for Congress. But his interest is still high. We'll see how, we'll see how that plays out. And he would be seen as more of a loyal Democrat. Although Kildee, he has a big personality. He's proven that, you know, he can work both sides of the aisle,
mm-hmm.
and that he would be almost kind of a Duggan model, Democrat, kind of a can-do sort of a character. Detroit federal prosecutor Barbara McQuaid's name has been raised, although there's question, you know, as to whether or not this is something that she's really interested in,
mm-hmm.
that it sounds like if that were going to happen, that before you get to the primary campaign, there would have to be a persuasion campaign. And there's always, you know, that tough one, that when there are so many people who do want it,
mm-hmm.
How well does the reluctant candidate do in that environment?
Right. And let's talk about that, because if there's not that fire in the belly to run against, now let's
right.
turn to Republicans, someone like Attorney General Bill Schuette, who
always
much,
has yeah. the fire to run.
To run for something. And what
Whatever.
Folks are talking about is that he is in it. He is ready. already he wants to run for governor in 2018.
Oh, absolutely. I as we've said before, if this is a secret, it is the worst kept secret in Michigan politics.
Well, and that he's already been fundraising in places like DC, folks going, hey, why would a term limited AG fundraise for himself in somewhere like DC unless there was, you know, further ideas, further jobs on the horizon.
Well, I mean, you may want to do it to be able to help out other candidates and you know, preserve your influence. There are certainly other reasons to fundraise, but the reason you fundraise is because there's something you want to do with that money. And in Bill Schuette's case, at least it seems pretty apparent that a run for governor would for him be a very good use of that money.
And how interesting, Rick, that in this Republican side of things, we brought up Attorney General Bill Schuette before Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly.
Well, except that, you know, a lieutenant governor, like a vice president, you know, is in an awkward position, you know, vis-a-vis, you know, running for the next office, is that, you know, you can't seem to be too interested in trying to, you know, push out the person who's basically your boss and mentor, which is, you know, what Rick Snyder is to Brian Kelly.
Right.
And so it's a delicate dance that you have to do to, you know, make that transition from, you know, the number two spot to someone who is credibly perceived as someone who could hold the number one spot. That's not and that's not an awkward situation that Bill Schuette faces.
Right.
And neither does
Congresswoman Candace Miller.
You know, she's made it clear that she's retiring in 2 years to, you know, but that she would like to maybe run for something else. And since there's going to be an open seat, you know, Rick Snyder can't run again.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's no one who has kind of, you know, grabbed that front runner mantle and swept the fields, swept the field of other players.
Yeah. Although they're big names, right? I mean, you've got a congresswoman, a lieutenant governor, and an attorney general. That could be quite the prize. Primary.
But let's not forget the dark horse that, you know, in early 2010, that we were pretty confident that the next governor of Michigan in a Republican year was either going to be Congressman Pete Hoekstra or Attorney General Mike Cox. There was also this other guy, this business guy from
Rick
Ann Arbor named
Snyder
who was running.
Something, something happened to him that election.
So there's definitely room for a dark horse to jump to the lead.
Yeah. And so, I mean, look, let's be clear. There are certainly those who are just going to completely roll their eyes over this constant watch of the next election cycle when someone
Or in this
is,
case, we're talking about the election cycle after the next election
cycle.
Right,
but I mean, this is
but
how
that's how these campaigns
work.
Yeah. Well, it's because that you know, every election is about, you know, people are basically registering, you know, what they think about the status quo. You know, do they like how things are? Are they interested in change? But also from an organizational standpoint, it's a setup for the election that's following that. That you know, we know that the rising stars in the following election cycle are either going to, you know, build on what they have or introduce themselves in the current one.
And I think it's also fair to say that all of this sort of next cycle look has been pushed to the extreme by term limits.
Oh, absolutely. Without a doubt that people come in as freshmen in the State House of Representatives and they've got to have a career plan because, you know, they've only got 6 years there before they're looking for, something else. It's also just, if you think about it, any ambitious endeavor, that is really how it works.
Sure.
Is that, you know, I mean, smart people plan things out long term, whether you're talking about a political career or policy initiatives.
Okay, so what should we be watching for, let's say, over this summer on some of these candidates that we mentioned? What do they need to be doing?
Well, like we said, that you know, this election cycle is going to be a setup for the following election cycle. So who goes and attaches themselves as a presidential candidate and works to become their most prominent mentor in the state of Michigan?
Like Schuette, you know, did for Mitt Romney in 2012.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bill Schuette has a long history with the Bush family, so I wouldn't be surprised if he followed along with Jeb Bush. But, you know, there are plenty of other candidates out there, and so they could see people who have big statewide aspirations, you know, jumping on board to, you know, try and use that as a mechanism. Yeah, well, to serve the Republican cause, but also as a springboard to their next office.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network and my co-host of It's Just Politics. Thanks, Rick.
Oh, you bet.